Okay, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
The bland is for you and me tonight, Darren.
All right, everyone ready?
And Joe Beningo.
Try the level.
Lower the output. Lower this. Like what's going on? Oh, maybe it's just the microphone. Yeah. Okay.
That's true.
Oh, Chuck putting Darren and Sid on blast.
I beg to differ with Chuck. I am a vagina ice sculpture. Johann Santana.
Wonderful.
I did cry, by the way.
You cried?
I teared up. I got
wow.
Misty. And the next morning, watching the replays on ESPN and everything, got misty all over again.
What dorks? What dorks?
I fully admit I'm a dork about baseball. I am totally, you know, I'm laid back, I feel, about it, most everything in life. And baseball is the one that, sports in general,
yeah.
I allow myself to get amped up. So it's like a one vice.
Before we get into that, let's introduce the show. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a lot of new listeners, I believe, this week because we have a special guest.
When you say new, you mean they were born recently.
They're very young.
Yeah, they're just like fresh out of the womb.
We're going to have Ben from Asking Alexandria on the air in a little bit. Right now, I guess we should introduce ourselves. My name is Rob. Everyone, go ahead.
My name is Rob as well.
No, your name is Darren.
My name is Rob, too.
Your name is Noah.
Actually, the Rob.
We'll be determining which one is telling the truth today on To Tell the Truth.
Sid, do you want to...
My name is not Susan.
It's Sid. Excellent.
Your parents will know that reference, kids.
This is the Metal Injection Livecast. We don't spend too much time talking about metal, but we will later today because this week is the official kickoff of... Can I get a little echo, please? Can I get a little echo? Mayhem Month. That was weak. Can I...
Got to wait for her to give you the all clear before you start.
I know.
No, I want to...
Let her produce.
Okay, wait.
Silence.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mayhem Month. Mayhem Month. And what that means is every week, we're going to have a different band on... Mayhem Fest.
Fucked up your own.
No, I said everyone every week for 1 month, we will have somebody performing at Mayhem Fest on the air for Mayhem Month.
Okay.
Will we have anyone from Mayhem?
People in the chat. No one from Mayhem is on Mayhem Fest, so they will not be a part of Mayhem Month.
Isn't that copyright infringement?
No. People in the chat are asking where the fuck is Ben. They clearly don't read the episode description because he will be on in about 50 minutes or so.
They're all too young.
Yeah, they're curfew.
When I read.
Yes.
When I haven't read yet.
And we also have a phone number. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Take note, kids. Later on when Ben is on the air, that's the number to dial to talk to him.
We don't have a Ben yet, but we do have Cousin Brucey. He's sleeping. He's sleeping right now.
He might come out later. He might have some questions for the young guys from the UK.
Yeah.
So we have a caller on the air. Been on hold for about 11 minutes. 818, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hi. I'm Ined. I'm from California.
Hi, Ined. What's up?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, from Los Angeles. Cool. Is this your first time listening to the Metal Injection Livecast?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Do you have a friend named Nina by any chance?
I knew you were going to say that.
A friend named what?
Nina?
No.
Okay,
what can we do for you?
I actually just called, you know, because Ben was going to be there, and, like, I'm a huge fan of Asking Alexandria, so I wanted to, like, be the first caller.
Yeah.
Well, he's not here yet.
We will, you have plenty of time. He's going to be on in about 50 minutes at about 5 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
And,
Rob just found a coin.
my Oh, I found another one. Yeah, so I was about to call her Nina, but Annette.
Do you have a Slipknot backpack by any chance?
No.
Are you going to be going to see them at Mayhem Fest this summer?
Actually, I can't afford tickets.
Well, then you should enter our Mayhem Fest ticket giveaway.
Yeah.
We're giving away a pair to every.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning to do. But I mean, you guys are only allowing to write one sentence, and if I am allowed to write like a paragraph on why I think I deserve those tickets, then yeah, I probably win them.
Let me give you a hint here. If your one sentence is, hey, I was that person that called your show 10 minutes before it even started, so please get your tickets, you might have a chance.
You have a good chance.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll try typing that.
There you go.
All right, cool. We'll get you. We'll get to you a little later when Ben calls in. You'll definitely get on the air with Ben.
Oh.
Do you have a question?
Yeah.
I thought you
had me. No, you'll be on the air with him for sure.
I want to talk to Ben.
Do you have a question ready for Ben?
Yeah. Actually, I saw him yesterday.
Oh, why didn't you just ask him your question yesterday?
Because, like, I don't know. Like, this is so creepy, but I was outside the recording studio. Creepy, I know. This is the creepiest thing ever, but I don't know. And I just wanted to ask him, like, a weird question, I guess.
Okay, wait. How did you know where they were recording? And why?
Okay, like, I live in Hollywood, they're in I live in L.A., they're in L.A., and Danny tweeted, like, where they were recording, the NGR studios, and then I was like, maybe I should Google it, and maybe it's, like, close to me, and it actually was, like, 13 minutes from my house.
You sound like a Latina.
And that's really creepy.
Okay. Well, you want to practice your question? Why don't we try? I'll be Ben. Hello, hello, I'm Ben. How are you?
Good.
No,
you? No, they're imitating.
Oh.
Here. What's your question?
About his sex life?
Well, we just practiced. Wait, calm down. I'm not really Ben. I know I'm
throwing your slumber party into an uproar.
I'm sorry. I know that accent was really, really good, but I'm not him. All right. What's your question? Go ahead.
My question for you, Ben, is.
Oh, what?
How many times have you fucked Danny?
I'm not a homosexual. No, what you're talking about?
When I say I like a fag, I mean an cigarette.
I don't think. Yeah, is that really your question?
It's like your one opportunity.
All right, now that's what you want to ask, and this is gonna hang up and giggle.
Yeah, you need to come up with a better question if you want to be on the phone.
I can't wait to hear what all the haters call in to ask if the big fans are asking.
Yeah,
how many times
that's something I want to address. That we're gonna put you on hold. That we got some comments before the show, like, oh, I can't believe I'm not gonna listen to this episode because Ben is on. It's like, hey, you know, it's not gonna be Ben's show. It's still our show. We're still doing the live cast.
Yeah. And also, didn't they say all that same stuff when we had Andrew W.K. calling in?
They say that no matter who the guest is.
And it always has turned out great. And in fact, matter of fact, Suicide Silence sat in on a whole show once.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone, I suck, pussies, you know, not everyone. Right. They were one of the best guests we ever had. You don't have to like the music in order to be entertained by somebody.
Yeah, and Ben is a really, really funny guy. I've interviewed him and Danny on the black carpet of the Revolver Golden Gods, and I partied with him, you know, not to make a job, but at the party, and he's like one of the nicest guys ever, so he'll be hilarious.
Being that he's British, is Ben short for Benny Hill?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, if only I could push that out of there.
Rob, cue up the acting set. Please. And they're running underneath the entire interview.
I feel handicapped right now. I can't. I feel like a cripple.
I will be your... just tell me and I will queue it up.
Really slowly.
Really slowly.
This is Asking Alexandria. This is a demo.
You should do a cover of this.
Bum, 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 bum.
The most famous British song ever recorded. Yeah. Even if it wasn't recorded by a British person.
Yeah. Just throw some brie in there.
I had some brie on my ham sandwich earlier.
Oh, how was that?
It was unbelievable. It was like a French baguette.
Ciabatta? No, French baguette.
Like mustard or anything?
It had like a garlic mayo. That was very nice.
Aioli.
Any?
Oh wow, what a foodie you are. I have yet to poop. I've been a bit constipated. I had some fiber cereal recently. So
overall,
maybe.
Or just from the brie?
No, overall, like since yesterday, I've been holding it back. So I'm gonna. Maybe I need some coffee. Maybe that's why I didn't really have coffee this morning.
You didn't really have.
I had a mocha. I guess espresso. I said a mocha, a nice mocha. So it's almost a frap. A frap is blended. No. The mocha is enough. Some whipped milk.
In the chat, Noah's poop smells like cotton candy. Says, and Noah's poop smells wonderful. Is that true? I don't. You use poopery, but
kind of what you think is wonderful, I guess.
I'm assuming it's a sliding scale because I think that guy would smell anything that came out of his mouth.
Wait, who is this guy?
I don't know, but he goes by Noah's poop smells like cotton candy. So that's a tip off. Okay.
Any other good comments in the chat?
There's a Shankle fan. Noah's poop smells like Hal asking Alexandria. Oh.
So
wonderful.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Good job.
There you go. I can't believe how many girls love this band. So are they like a metal boy band?
Well,
they're certainly heartthrobs.
Are they the ones that were on the Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah. That was them.
But what I wanted to ask you is, do you find them attractive? Like, forget the music, and that's not your kind of music.
It's not really.
Looks-wise.
I used to, like, when I was in hair metal, I liked guys that had, like, the jeans and the 80s metal looks.
They don't say that to me. To me, they look more like skinny jean guy. You know, like.
It's like glam plus hipster.
Yeah, glam plus.
They're just being themselves.
I feel like they can style their hair better than I can style my hair.
And oh, maybe I'll ask him for some tips because my hair is out of control, you guys.
Oh, I really
need some advice. I'm at this point in my hair growth where, am I really going to do this? Like, this is just. I feel like I don't want to chop it off, but I really want like a serious answer.
I guess that's the only bucket.
The bucket is just my hair.
Yeah. Sort of look like exactly what you ate the rest of the machine. Oh, that's very mean.
I'll take it.
Someone's very mad at you for calling them hipsters, by the way.
I didn't say they were. I just said the look. I've never met them. I don't know if they themselves
are. Sunflower Seed Destroyer says Robin should shave his head.
You should shave your head.
I don't like it. I have two. I have a 5-head. You got to cover it up as much hair as possible.
Well, what would you describe what you'd look like?
I don't know. I've had short hair in the past, like when I didn't control my haircuts as a child. My mom would make me get like basically crew cuts, and I didn't really like the way I always felt like a huge dork.
Yeah,
until I grew out. I'm sure there's pictures. Just not.
I'm trying to find a picture on my phone. I have a picture of the shirt.
You think your mom sent a picture?
Why do you have a picture of me?
Story, I don't know.
Okay. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. We're going to have Ben from Asking Alexandria at the top of the hour in about 40 minutes. Another caller, 804. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my god.
What's up?
You're on the air with Ben.
Ben, I just want to say that I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
And I would love to marry you one day.
Oh. Well, you're a little too young for me. But thank you.
I want to marry you one day. Oh my god.
You.
Oh my god, you don't know how bad I'm like shaking. I never thought I would get the chance to actually talk to you.
Wait, you better ask me a question, darling.
Oh my god. Okay. So give me a question to ask him. Yeah, what's it like to be on tour?
What's it
yeah,
like?
What's it like to tour?
Oh, it's fucking great.
I bet.
Not all day.
Oh my god. Like, my boyfriend's going to be going on tour in August, and it's kind of depressing because I'm not going to be able to be there. So, like, I just want to get how it's going to be and everything.
You have a boyfriend, but you want to marry them?
Yes. I love Ben, man. I have, like, a picture of him on my wall.
So would you dump your Ben?
Oh, my God. Like, I want to meet you so bad. How could I meet you? You have to come to Virginia.
Ben wanted to know if you would dump your boyfriend for him.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Hold on. Can you call your boyfriend on a three-way call and
yes.
dump him on the air for us?
For Ben.
For
oh,
Ben.
My God, no. He doesn't have his cell phone right now, so I can't dump him, like, right now.
Where's the cell phone?
It's broke.
How far does he live from you?
Like, 20 minutes away. He's
house.
At band practice right now.
Oh, go to his band practice and dump him in front of his band.
Yeah, but call us first.
Yeah,
oh
make
my
sure.
God. Would you legit go out with me?
What?
Would you date me?
Oh.
Would you date her?
As soon as you turn 18, love.
What?
No.
I'm over 18. I'm 18.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I would legit break up with my boyfriend for you.
What? I want to ask you a question. You've never met Ben. You've never met
I
him.
I know I've never met him, but I always, like,
hold
he's
on, let me,
always, oh, my God.
Always him in music videos, right? You've met your boyfriend. You've hung out with your boyfriend. You get along with your boyfriend.
Rob, let me say this. I haven't met her boyfriend, and I think you should dump her.
Do it.
I have you on Twitter.
Dump him, even if he doesn't go out. If you're so willing to eagerly dump your boyfriend, you should probably do it anyway.
I would. I want to go on tour with Asiong Santoria.
Oh,
we've been together for like 2 years. I would totally break up with them for you.
What band is your boyfriend in that they're going on tour? What band is he in?
He's in the band called As We Set Fire.
Oh, I thought he was in Metallica.
So your boyfriend is in As We Set Fire. What instrument does he play in the band?
He plays guitar.
So the guitarist in As We Set Fire, if you're listening, if you have any friends that are listening, your girlfriend
is
really willing to
break
up with
she's you.
Eager
to,
yeah. So,
there you go. She might even dump you for Alex Skolnick. That's how bad it is. Can we thrash it or trash it as we set fire?
Yeah. What's, like, one of their songs?
Oh, my God. I don't have one of their songs. Like, go on YouTube and play it.
Do you know the name of it? Do you know the name of one of the songs?
Have they written
it? It's called Drug Trip.
Drug Trip. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
As we set fire, Drug Trip on CBS. What's that song about?
Oh,
it's a metaphor. It's not really about drugs.
He has black hair. He's the one with, like, the flippy hair. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is a lot better produced than I thought.
Yeah.
I was expecting a guy banging on a tin can.
A diaper farting.
Still sucks, but it sounds better than I thought.
You're getting a bunch of Asking Alexandra fans into your now ex-boyfriend's band. How do you feel
yeah.
about that?
And they're all going to go
oh
on.
Oh, my God. I want to say, like, I would totally dump Travis for him because Ben is, like, the amazingest person I've ever, like, met in my life. You haven't even met him. No, I've seen them live once.
Exposure his band has ever gotten. So they might now become as big as Asking Alexandria. Would you have regrets then about dumping them?
Oh my God.
Some people in the chat are saying it's good, but not Asking Alexandria good.
That's true.
We found another.
Here's this one has way more hits than that other song. Let's
this
get this.
Better.
Yeah, hold on.
There.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm feeling this.
It's a little mellower.
Yeah.
Off of my head.
Hold on, maybe it'll pick up. Oh,
a little Pantera vibe.
Yeah, they're definitely Pantera influence.
Very good. I thrash it.
Wow, they're really talented. You're dumping your boyfriend for playing music this good?
It's much better than that shitty first song you played.
Yeah. Oh, I like Ben better, though. Like, my dream is to, like, meet Ben and, like, give him a hug and tell him how much I want to marry him. Oh, my God.
So, like, Super Thomas asked, would you dump your boyfriend for the manager of Quiznos?
The manager of what?
Manager of Quiznos. That's a local chain. Maybe they don't have
that. No.
You know, host.
Where are you from? Oh, Virginia, you said, right? Or...
Virginia.
All right, Hardee's. I don't know. What do they have in Virginia?
They have, like, what are you talking about, like, clubs or something?
Food chain. They have Subway. Subway.
They have Subway?
Nothing for
sure. Oh, my God. Ben, you have to come back to Virginia.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for calling.
On the next tour, love.
We got another caller. By the way, if you want to call in, the number to dial is 646-929-1357, and let's get 256 on the air.
I just want to say before you take that call, in case anyone's like, you know, the real Ben is calling.
He'll definitely be on the air soon.
Just wanted to make sure no one stops listening because I'm doing my terrible.
Yeah, audio. In about half an hour, Ben from Ask Alexandria, the real Ben, will be on. Right now, 256, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Am I on?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, man. What's up? My name's Devin, and I'm from Hartsville, Alabama.
Awesome. Cool. What can we do for you?
Hello. What's up?
Nothing, really. I just wanted to tell Ben how much of a kick-ass job he did on the Buried Alive tour with Avenged. I saw you, man, and that was, like, the greatest shit ever.
All right, thank you very much.
I mean, you're my main influence on playing guitar.
Is he your favorite guitarist, or who's your favorite guitarist?
It's like him and Eddie Van Halen.
I've got a top three list. Ben Bruce is in first. Sinister Gates second.
Who's second?
Sinister Gates.
Oh, from Avenged Sevenfold. Mm-hmm.
Third would be Kurt Cobain.
You know I'm sitting in wrong ear, right?
He said you're number one.
Oh. someone in the chat asked, you dump your boyfriend for Ben.
That's a yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I was just kidding around. Ben's not here yet. So you're going to have to wait about a half an hour, and then you can ask him. You can call back in. That was a little joke. But he will be there.
Yeah, he will be in half hour. Thank you for listening.
I love that all these kids that are such huge fans think that Darren's, like, parody English accent. Oliver Twist accent is him.
And we keep saying that he's not here, and it's a joke.
I sound like the Geico.
Yeah. 925, you're on the air with the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from? 925?
Hello,
I'm
Ben.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's up? What's your name?
Heather O'Brien.
Oh, wait, just your first name, but where are you from?
I'm from California.
Like, what's your address? No, I'm just
kidding. No, don't say that.
That's a little creepy. I'm sorry.
She said you're creepy.
I'm glad you picked up on the joke.
No, I don't think she thought you were joking.
Okay, so what's your... are you calling in for Ben?
Yeah, but I'm okay with talking to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what would you like to know?
What?
You like to ask us. You said you want to talk to us.
Okay.
All right. Fascinating.
How many times have you called into our show?
This is, like, my third time, I think.
Third
this
time?
Is the first time you guys picked up.
So, wait, how many times have we picked up?
Like, three. You guys picked up, like, once.
I said that's not going to fly today. We don't have sound effects. Technical difficulties.
We should still hang up on the first
one. Okay. If you could send me that and I can do that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep her talking. What else went on in the heavy metal universe this week?
Well, before we do that,
Someone in the chat asked Noah for a squirting update.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who cares?
You can educate the youth.
There are so many children listening today that I just feel so uncomfortable talking.
I mean, I don't know. This is a mature show. That we can't stop anyone from listening.
I feel like a lot of people that are listening now haven't even had their hygiene on.
Everyone in the chat, put in your age right now.
Oh,
but we will be
and location.
We will be doing them a service then if they talk frankly and openly about healthy sex. Noah?
12, 13, no thank you.
Oh, 90. Someone's 90 in the chat.
Oh, they're spamming their ages now.
74.
3. All right, well. So we're not allowed to talk about sex?
Well, no, you went to a wedding yesterday, right? How was that?
Any sex?
No,
everyone's age is 69 right now.
That's just Brandon who I'm going to kick.
Well, no, there's a few of them doing it.
Can you keep typing it over and over?
Yep.
I'll be there.
Yeah, so how was the wedding?
It was fun. I went to Sam Roberts' house. And I'm still,
Was Cousin Bruce
even? No, Cousin Bruce was not there. But, I don't know. I can't really think of anything that crazy. We got really drunk and I were dancing. It was really
rough. Ooh, a three-way dance going on?
Yeah. Troy is, he does imaging and and both he and his girlfriend are so hot.
Really? Yeah. What was she look like?
You probably.
She's like me?
No, not as hot as you, but close. She's Mexican, she's really tall, has long black hair.
Wait, hold on, you're confused. She's Mexican and she's tall?
I know, right?
I don't understand.
She's like Amazonian.
You know what's funny is in L.A., when we went to L.A., that was my first time being in L.A., and second time, but you really see how, there's normal Mexican people.
What do you mean normal?
Because, I'm talking about, normal high, in New York, Mexican people, almost all of them are, squat, 4'9", they're all tiny. I think just the ones that are trying to come here. I always thought that Mexican groups like that.
Why would they travel with New York?
I don't know, but there's a ton of Mexicans living there. But they're all they look like Indians. Indians that live in Mexico. But when you go to LA, they're just they don't, and none of them speak English. Hardly any Mexicans that live in New York speak English. But when you go to LA, they're all
been there longer.
Yeah. Right. They're born with most of them. Anyway,
what's Anchor Baby? Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, Jesus. On CBS FM.
One of those calls us earlier.
She's tall.
Tweet
it out.
You guys, this is radio, so you got to describe what their body looks like. Which one? Let's see.
Ample bosom. I'll say that.
The middle?
Yeah, she has,
really nice, curvaceous
figure.
Well, I'm spoken for, so I can't really... But I could say...
But you're still allowed to have an opinion.
Yes. No, she's all right. She's pretty.
You know what? The photo, I feel in real life, she's, even more beautiful than...
Who's the one on the right? No, she has she's thick. She has a little bit of her stomach. That's good.
That's her boobs.
No, boobs.
What? The boobs like that one.
I was talking about her stomach.
I took a picture on my Instagram.
She's certainly an attractive woman. I'm not putting her down. Her stomach is good, little guy.
Nice.
Maybe she's
pregnant.
What's wrong with her?
She might be pregnant.
Not in a gross way. I'm not talking about like a woman riding a fucking little rascal scooter. I'm talking about she has a nice figure with a little fat on her.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like standing in between Noah and Monica, anybody would look fat.
That's
they're
true.
Both real
no, Monica. Forget yeah. it. Monica makes Noah look bigger.
Oh.
Not fat.
She's a little bit taller.
Yeah. Oh, you're more evenly distributed. You're not certainly not fat.
It's all in your butt. It's all in your butt.
I saw, you know, you were fixing the board before, and you bent over, and I saw your arm. You were, like, pressing against the table.
No.
You look like the
flex
fucking,
for us. Oh, wow. You no,
like
no,
Hulk.
You have some serious biceps, guys.
What
you and your shoulders, too.
In.
Wow.
It's an 18-inch python.
I know, my chest.
wow.
Right. Noah just sort of flashed us her boobs.
No,
I did not.
No.
Sort of.
I wish that I can, like... Like, that texting, like,
oh,
yeah,
that's
right?
So gross.
Oh,
that's gross in women, dude.
I know.
Nope.
Very hot on men.
Do it, Della. Flex your butt cheeks for us. Let's see it.
I'm not going to do that for you.
A lot of people bring it up. Come on. Just, I feel like she has too much glute mass to do that.
Yep.
Like
Superintendent Thomas said, Noah is the China of the live cat.
Well,
no way.
Do you have a orange penis or next to your vagina?
It's either you or Rob.
It's either you or Rob. You two between each other, you can figure out which one.
It's very feminine. There's nothing.
I'm clearly an ex
Who am I? I don't even want to ask.
Triple H?
You can pick.
Would that be China?
Sure.
No, you're that
Road Dog?
Road Dog. Or Mr. Ass. Or Mr. App.
He's going way too far afield.
Let's just save all of them.
You're with Claire.
I'm bashing
Boogie. I was going to just say that, but I didn't want to be mean.
The guy that people used to say I looked like was one of the headmen.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
The Binger says that 3D is El Dandy.
Yeah. I'd love to. If only. Oh, sequel effect. No, you fuck sequel effect.
All right.
Sorry. One more. Lash LaRue. He was mentioned in the show.
I feel like Lash LaRue has been mentioned before.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Justin Turner. He said he was mentioned. No more, and please, chat, no more asking Noah if she would fuck different wrestlers.
I'm here to love
Noah. We think it's funny, but it's just, you can't keep doing it on the X. It goes too long.
Yeah, well.
Can we lose track of the show?
Sam Roberts is a huge wrestling fan,
so he's
the whole
time. Okay.
Because he's a wrestling fan?
No, I mean, and then you guys can do, like, your little wrestling segment.
Our little wrestling segment.
Oh, how dare you belittle our wrestling segment?
I'm not belittling it.
Like you didn't sit here glued to the TV when I watched WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was fun.
Noah was getting into it.
Yeah. It was just some of the matches were good.
Yeah, sure. And also, like, they brought back all the guys that I knew, like The Undertaker, which is kind of sad. And, like, now there's high-definition cameras, so you can really see what they look
his
like.
His face looks like a roadmap.
Wow. Those people have a lot of tattoos. Right, did you still have the neck tattoos and stuff?
I was asked if I was the fuck Macy Gray.
Would you?
I don't think she's that on track. Yeah. I wouldn't say she's hot. She's a handsome man. She's not unattractive, but not attractive.
She looks like she could be related in some way to Esther Roll.
No, that's a little hot. She's not, I certainly go as far as saying she's not particularly attractive.
Esther Roll. Maybe related to Fat Oprah?
Yeah. She looks like Manny Ramirez now.
Oh,
you see him with the gray dread?
Oh, what's that?
Manny Ramirez actually looks like Maya Angelou. Right now.
Does he come from a place of malice, bro?
Only from a place of whimsy. Okay. We are at the Metal Injection live cast, and we're going to take a music break because we're going to have Ben on the air very shortly. Bruce. Middle name Hill. Ben Hill Bruce.
Never trust someone with two first names. Never trust it.
Okay.
Is he related to Jack Bruce?
Anymore?
No, but really.
I don't know. You can ask
Jack
me.
Bruce is?
No.
He's in Queen.
Oh.
They're also British. And in a band.
Mm.
Oh, his middle name is Paul. Thank you, Abigail.
First names.
Benjamin name. Paul Bruce.
Oh, well, John.
There's some of the people in the chat. They're getting upset at the other people in the chat because they're not real fans.
Of us or asking Alexander?
No, they don't really know Ben. They don't know that his name is Paul.
How dare you?
I say, how dare you? Not know that.
All right, let's do this. We're gonna kick off the music break with some Norma Jean. I try to make this music break appealing to fans of Aston Alexandria. Playing some
You're
bands.
Not a real fan. You can't even say the name.
I'm playing bands that I like, that I think fans of Aston Alexandria might like. So we're going to kick it off with some Norma Jean right now on the live cast.
People are really annoying.
Oh, whatever. There's so many listeners right now. There's 100 listeners right now. And there have been 400 already. So
we've managed to turn off 300 people. Okay.
Nice. Well, they probably, yeah, they're probably going to come back when he's on.
Well, they just want one thing. They don't want the
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's the guitarist.
Is that a guitarist from Kurt Cobain?
What the fuck is that?
Listen, Nirvana is one of my favorite bands ever, but
yeah,
you don't put Kurt Cobain on a favorite guitarist for
it's not about for technical music.
Oh, yeah. No, I checked it over here. It's good.
It's here on the board. It's here.
Yeah, I have
it.
It's
close to zero. So.
Yeah. No, it's somewhere.
Alexander.
Oh, some people like it. I'm good. Huh? That's what?
Oh, so he's crazy rich. Trouble.
I don't know. That could be like, in Wikipedia, that could be like a prank.
Yeah, but why?
Double check it. Okay, hold on.
Well, so what? We can ask you. Metal Injection gave a Google ad targeted Metascan.
It's just because it's Google, so it just knows you visit Metascan. Like when you visit, I find like when I visit like Zappos and I look for shoes, like for the next week I'll be seeing Zappos ads for those shoes.
I just never seen it on Metal Injection.
Yeah. Who's complaining? Oh, that's the Met. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I have the green already rolled.
Oh, that's two.
Good.
Yeah, I think that would be good because we're probably going to get a lot of calls.
By rapper, you mean like a candy rapper or a rap musician?
To like warn him, we're gonna call him like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe we should recommend that he not tweet out where they're rehearsing anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if he's doing it, then he's probably doing it for a reason.
He wants the kids to show up.
No, they do kind of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard them before. So.
Look at Bruno. He's in the carpet.
What Faith No More song should I play? It's like a heavy Faith No More song.
Gentle Art of Making Enemies?
No, I can't because like her voice will come through the my speaker. I can't mute it. Oh, I can mute it actually. I don't want to interrupt me. I'll do it right as we come back so that I can mute it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just reading saying you can't come on. Oh no. Someone's lying.
They're gonna roll and run out. What happened to John Franco this year, right? Did he die or something?
What do you mean, what?
Mets players will be wearing black jerseys tonight in honor of John Franco.
Well, because they're putting him in the Mets Hall of Fame tonight.
Those
black. I have no idea. Yeah, weird. I don't know. It's kind of
like a
diet. So I guess this is like their half-assed thing to do instead of retiring numbers.
I think it's like they have theories, you know. You're going to hold Mets Hall of Fame, and then...
Do other teams have that? Like,
a
team
Hall of
Fame?
All have a Hall of Fame. I thought most of them.
Okay. No, not Franco, but I mean...
I think it's good to acknowledge someone, but even though they didn't get to that top level,
yeah.
We'll do a Mookie kind of time.
No, yeah, that's true.
It's a nice little thing.
I never liked Franco. I don't know. I never...
I liked him. I liked him. I wasn't my favorite player.
I don't know.
He was very good for a while.
Yeah. And the way he left at the end there, when I still remember watching that Fox Saturday game where the reporter was in the bullpen with him and asked him, David, would you be okay with being traded to the Yankees? He's like, oh, yeah, of course. I'd love that.
I don't know.
More or less. I was just like, dude.
I don't know.
Even if it's true. Like, as a Mets fan, I did not want to hear that.
No, we should come back after the song.
Isn't he the one that, like, threatened Rick Reed? Like
I never
scab.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
A lot of them did.
Yeah, but I think Franco was like led the charge. I think because I think he was like the union rep for the team.
Well, Reed, I think, was different. Like, I agree with that. I think James Gale's terrible. But I think Reed had a case of mother's medicine or something.
And he was a good pitcher.
Yeah, but
what got him on the team, if that was his only hope, then...
But 95% of the time, I would say that he can't be a scale.
We have about, like, 3 minutes.
Oh, by the way, Chris Young is pitching too.
Yeah.
He gives us his customary 3 great starts before going back on the DL.
Honestly, I can call.
He brings together 2 good starts, trade him. Pass the hot potato to someone else.
Oh, you know, but the fact that he's pitching through them and Dickie plays the Yankees.
Good.
So,
and they pushed Johan a day back, right? A few days back?
He's pitching Thursday. Mm-hmm. So, 5 days back. 6 days. Mm-hmm. Still worried about that. I was telling my friends, you gotta take him out.
I thought they would, but you know, honestly, we're not winning the World Series during the life of Johan's contract. If that was the highlight and the price is he's never the same, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it because at least there's the highlight.
I don't know, man. After that, you know, he's fucking poker.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's worth it. Huh? Well, if he's good, they'll resign him. If this is like what destroyed his career, then they won't resign him.
He's still up there. He's in the game.
He's got his money. He's set for life. And now he gets that moment. And he wanted it. It's not like they forced him.
He wanted it, but if the manager's out, dropped it, that you can't do.
I was, dude, when he was in the 8th inning when Collins came out and talked to him, all right, they can not have. And then they didn't. I jumped out of my seat.
Personally, we have like 4 girls.
We have 105 listeners right now.
And I guess Bay is coming back soon.
Bay is playing for Single A. He's only played at the year.
They should be like, all right, while you're there, let's see you dominate a few of these minor league levels before you keep bringing back up. Let's see you hit 300 at Triple A, Jason Bay.
He's hitting well.
I know. It would be funny if they were just like, no.
Yeah.
You get to go through the whole process.
Just enough so that your action doesn't. It doesn't matter. You could not pitch in for this year and pitch for next year. It's 500 this year, or it's 500 each year, or
at bats are played
for 600 either.
At bats are played for that. Take them up off.
Well, if it gets close to that, I think they won't play him. What if he's an off? What if he's
hitting
well? But if he's hitting well in a way that,
hitting well, maybe
he's out some way trying to trade parts. The thing is, if he's hitting well, he has to play. And if he has to play, he has to come up a second year.
Do you think if the Mets threw in a lot of money and Ike just doesn't show any sign of turning it around, Jason Bay for Euclid? Let you play first base this year.
He's also, that's not such a great chemistry.
Yeah. He's like, he's falling in.
Yeah.
Basically.
40 seconds.
Yeah. And I guess Bay's already been here, so he's not going to make anything.
Anyone they could get Jason Bay, I have.
Yeah, his 732 is
that. There's going to be someone else.
But also, Euclid has much
more money. No, I think it's LA.
Why would they want him?
If the Mets picked up some of the money, I don't know. They're
49 million. But just the two. And if it kicks in,
49 million.
I guess a little less.
Right. Yeah. I guess that's not going to happen.
Next year.
Okay, here we go.
Every
Everyone is on moss rooms when they're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
The Mossa Injection.
We are back for hour number two, and we are moments away. Moments away. We're taking callers right now. We already have a few in the queue for the show. Lots of cool stuff. Let's get Ben on the line. It's the moment way too many of you in the chat have been waiting for. Like, oh, let's actually go through the music break in reverse order. I know I said I was going to play bands that fans of Asking Alexandria, but I had to throw in some Knock Mystium right there at the end. Little Black Metal, that was Silencing the Machine. Before that was Faith No More with The Gentle Art of Making Enemies. Before that was Dillinger Escape Plan with Black Bubblegum, and we, of course, kicked it off with Norma Jean, Memphis Will Be Laid to Waste. All right, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's begin. Mayhem Month.
That was not
Mayhem Month. Cool.
By the way, some of the people in the chat are shocked to hear that we're Jewish.
We are indeed Jewish.
Everyone in this room is Jewish.
Yep.
There's a fifth guy in our show that is not Jewish. He's actually very interesting.
But we're not religious. I mean, please don't.
Who cares? What are I have a yarmulke on there.
You have a yarmulke? What? Put your titties away.
I thought you said my titties. I kissed in the Zunda line. No one has a Mizuga, right? I mean, under the landing door.
You love rubbing your lips all over her Mizuga.
Yeah, give me that Mizuga. Hot monkey Mizuga.
All right, let's get Ben on the line. I'm calling him right now. Starts with a seven.
Hello.
Hey, Ben, what's going on? You're on the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh, hello, mate. How you doing? Hey, I was expecting you like 3 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry, we're late.
It's a time difference.
Thank you for taking some time to talk to us. We have a lot of fans listening right now. Super excited.
This is the first time that our phone line.
We have fans.
Yes, you definitely have plenty of fans. Some of them are a little gullible because they were calling it earlier, and one of my co-hosts, Jared, was doing a terrible Cockney accent, and they just fell for it.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not a particularly hard accent to recreate, is it?
Jared?
No, it's not particularly hard, but I was terrible at it.
Do it.
No, absolutely not.
Jared's a little shy in front of you, man, as I'm sure many people
it
are.
It was like in Dr. Doolittle. Or what was that?
It just sounds like Michael Caine to me.
Hello. It was like that. Yeah, that's
right. That's why I'm thinking. Well, Ben, you're going to be spending the summer on Mayhem Fest. Obviously,
I am indeed.
You've been on plenty of summer festivals before, but I believe this is your first time on Mayhem Fest, right?
It is our first time on Mayhem. Not going to lie, a little bit nervous. Slipknot, Slayer. It's a bit daunting, but, Jesus, it's an awesome opportunity, and I can't wait to get started. To be fair, I'm a bit bored of not being on tour at the moment, so...
Are you guys right?
It's a long overdue.
Is that what's going on?
We're in the studio, yeah. We're just finishing off our new album.
Mm-hmm. And how's that been going?
Really, really good. Best stuff we've ever written, so I'm excited about that. Hopefully we should be playing a new song on Mayhem, actually, so...
Oh, awesome. Can you hum a riff for us? A new riff.
A new riff?
Can you hum one?
No, it's a surprise.
They will not reveal any music until the music
also,
is out.
Also, Rob, do-do-do-do-do humming.
Oh, what is that?
It's do-do-do-do-do.
Okay.
Humming is...
No, it's a different band.
Whoa, wait, hey, you've heard our new album already?
one thing that is a little impressive, a little shocking, is how rabid the Asking Alexandria fan base is. Like, people in the chat room are going crazy right now. Like, Ben, you and Asking Alexandria have saved my life. You are an inspiration for me. Like, how do you deal with, like, you know, obviously, I mean, I don't want to... I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm sure you don't think you're that great, right? I mean, like,
of course
going,
I do. I know I am.
Relax, Steve. You ever think, like, calm down, calm down. I'm just a guy.
I'm no way. I'm a god.
Okay. Well,
no, I don't know. It's amazing, you know what I mean? Who could... People grow up wishing, hoping it happens, and when it does, so you don't know how to take it. So I just try and stay humble and you know, carry on doing what I do. Just appreciate it, I guess.
Cool. Well, let's take some of these callers. Our lines are blowing up right now. Like it's pretty intense. Let's talk to Annette. Yeah, Annette's been on the line for pretty much the whole show, dying to talk to you. Annette, are you there?
Yes.
Annette, are you still going to break up with your boyfriend for Ben?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, whoops. Well, okay. Well, Annette, what's your question for Ben?
Okay, Ben, hi. It's me. I saw you yesterday. I hope you remember me.
Oh, the
at
stalker.
The studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you. You're a similar height to Sam, about 3 foot nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. I remember you.
What's your question?
I love you. Anyways, one question. If you were Justin Bieber for a day, what would you do?
If I was Justin Bieber for a day, I would transfer all of his money into my bank account.
Oh, that's a great answer. All right, thanks. There you go, Annette. Say goodbye to Ben. That was a shot.
Until you.
Okay, bye, Ben. I love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
Aw.
Sweet.
It sounds sweet. We have Nora on the line from Washington. Nora, what's your question for Ben?
I was wondering how your solo album is going.
My solo album is coming along really well, thank you. Now that I've finished writing for Arsene, I can concentrate on it a little bit harder than I have been, but it's going well, and hopefully I'll be releasing it early next year.
Oh, cool. So how is that going to differ? Like, is the sound any different from Asking Alexandria? Is it stuff you don't use?
Completely different. It's going to be more along the lines of Oasis and stuff, just a softer, more Brit rock sort of sound.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. What are some of the bands that you listened to growing up, other than Oasis? I'm assuming.
I mean, obviously, I listen to a lot of 80s stuff like Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Cinderella, and Warrant and stuff. But I mean, I'm also like a big blues fan. Gary Moore and Eric Clapton and B.B. King are two of my favorite guitarists of all time. So, you know, and then there's obviously the bands like Slipknot and such. So, I don't know. I listen to a lot of music. I guess it really all depends what mood I'm in.
Cool. All right, let's take some more questions. 406, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from? Lower your speakers, please. Okay, we're going to put you back on hold until you lower those speakers. So let's take 972. 972, you're on the air. Hello? Nope.
Alrighty.
Let's go back to 406.
Nope.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me there?
Yes.
There we go.
Hey, how's it going?
How's things, man?
No, too bad, man. Chris Rudy, I'm from Kalispell, Montana.
Okay. Someone from Montana.
Just had a question for the man. Hopefully get to meet you. I'm going to be over in Seattle making a trip with my wife. First time seeing you as well as Slipknot and Anthrax. And any way to get backstage and get to meet all you guys, have a good time.
I'll tell you what, you get as close to the front as you possibly can while we're playing and hold up a big sign saying, I love Ben Bruce's cock, and I'll remember it's you. Get you backstage.
There you have it.
How about this? I'll make it like a hologram. How about that?
A hologram's even better.
The sign on his cock will be a hologram.
It'll be a hologram of his cock, I assume. That's the only way to get backstage. You heard it here first on the live cast.
Okay.
Hologram of
that sounds like one of those guys that goes to like dating sites and says, me and my wife want to bone somebody.
Ben, have you guys pretty much relocated to LA? Is that where you guys are based out of right now?
We're in LA right now. We just got back from Indiana, but hence all the traffic noises you can hear, typical LA traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to go and try out a cheese sandwich shop that just opened. I can't wait. I hear the cheese is better in LA.
Yeah.
Than where? Than anywhere else, or just better than in Indiana?
I mean, we've just literally been in Indiana and LA to record this album. You know, just kind of stuck in a studio for the last month and a half. So I'm getting itchy. I need to get out back in the tour bus.
I don't want to interrupt you, but Christina in the chat was dying to let me tell you that she loves you. So just
I love her
Christina.
Too.
Oh, Christina, you hear that? Ben loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, and Noah's butt smurf in the chat says Sid wants to give Ben a rim job. Oh no, Sid wants Ben to give him a rim job. Ben's not into that kind of thing.
A rim job?
Yeah.
Dirty. You know, let's see how much I have to drink.
Oh.
Hey,
he's got an open mind. He's got an open mind. That's all you got to ask for.
It wasn't a no. Open mind, open mind.
804 Samantha in Virginia.
Oh,
listen, Samantha, are you the one with the boyfriend who you were going to dump for Ben?
Oh, my God, yes.
Hello. Don't dump your boyfriend. I'm sure he's lovely. And I guarantee you he has a much larger penis than I do. So you'd be utterly disappointed. Completely and utterly.
No, it's impossible.
No. Ben, I really want to see you live again. Like, honestly, you did, like, an amazing job live, and I want to see you again.
Well, make sure you come down to Mayhem. It's going to be awesome.
Are you coming to Virginia anytime soon?
With Mayhem.
Check the Facebook tour dates out. Mayhem Festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't just keep up with the dates. He doesn't know where he's
going to
be.
It's a nice life these kids lead these days. Instead of going online to check their favorite band's tour dates, they just wait till they can call them on the phone and get it direct. Like, hey, get this band, you tell me.
Yeah, fuck Google.
Yeah.
Wow, we have Diana all the way in Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Diana, there.
Hey, hi.
Diana, what time
Hello.
Is it right now in Switzerland?
Right now it's 2:14 a.m.
Wow. Don't you have school in the morning?
No, tomorrow I have the day off, so I'm just staying up.
Oh, cool. Well, you're on the phone with Ben. Do you have a question for him?
Yeah, I wanted to ask him if he's going to have a collaboration with someone for his solo album.
You know, I will be. I'm not really going to talk about that too much because it's still all up in the air right now. But I will be, yes.
Oh, cool.
Is the answer.
Hey Ben,
and you'll
yeah.
find out shortly.
Okay, that's great. I don't know if you would remember me. I'm that girl that went to the two shows in Zurich and in Germany.
And now it's done.
You gave me your guitar pick, and then I went to two shows 2 days straight.
Oh, you know, I probably would remember you if I saw your face, but voices, not so much.
There you go. Sorry, Diana. We got Nicole in New Jersey. Nicole, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Nicole, first of all, you don't sound like you're 12. This is different.
Oh, yeah, I'm 17.
Oh, okay, 17.
She smokes a lot of cigarettes.
She's in Jersey, yeah. It's the air.
Fucking air.
Nicole, what's your question for Ben?
Well, first I just want to see if he remembered me. I was the girl
who
you guys
remember
like.
You.
No, this is
no,
not,
I've
this
seen
not
him like 10
question.
Times.
It's not
or whatever, and I was just at the show at Starland.
Who cares?
I probably do remember you if I see you. If you came up to me and was like, hey, it's me, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
I have, like, white hair, like, really, really light blonde hair.
What's your question?
You have a real question.
Okay. I was wondering if there can be, like, any band out there that you would like to see, like, who would be the dream lineup in the band and what genre would they be?
You know, I just want to see Freddie Mercury live, but that's not going to happen unless I can. I'm actually trying to get him back from the dead. I'm working on that. Been working on it for a while now, so I think I'm close.
Now I got to say, Ben, you're dealing with this really well. How do you feel with like girls? I'm sure come up to you all the time at shows, like, "Hey, do you remember me?" And I mean, you've met so many people. How can you possibly remember all of them? And I'm assuming a lot of these girls, you meet when you're drunk.
Well, to be fair, if they, I do remember a lot of people somehow. If I've met them, and then if I meet them again, then obviously I remember faces. if someone asks me on the phone, I can't, chances are I know, I probably won't remember you, but, you know, if I've met you before, I probably will.
Oh, someone in the chat is asking if you've ever gotten any proposals from guys, or guys, hey, do you, have you met me, or like, you know, guys, any requests from the dudes?
Any what kind of requests?
Like, are there any guys,
yeah,
anybody gay for Ben Bruce, someone is asking.
Oh, I think there's lots of gay dudes for Ben Bruce, apparently, according to Twitter, which
Is
awesome. It's nice to know I have options, just in case one day I wake up and think, oh, fuck, vagina.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah. Are any of these guys former professional wrestlers?
Former professional wrestlers?
Have you had one of the professional wrestlers?
The Warrior. He has a huge crush on me.
Yeah, that's what
has a massive crush on me. He told me after backstage, like after we got doing our little filmy thing, he told me, Ben, I have a crush on you.
Wow. This is.
And I asked him if his wife was okay with this, and he said, yeah, she's fine with it. So I was like, sweet.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, we got another caller on the air. Let's see. Caller, are you there? Can you hear? Oh, hold on. We're having some problems with our phone line. One second. Okay, hold on. I just need to reconnect to our switchboard because it's having some problems. But yeah, let's talk about the Ultimate Warrior for a second. Why did you guys agree to that? I mean, like, I don't know. It seemed like for a band, it's not something that should happen.
I bet
you do.
I think we just did it for the experience more than anything. I think we did learn a lot. I don't drink before I go on stage anymore. If that, you know, that's a step forward.
Do you drink twice as much after you leave stage, though, to balance it out?
I do. So my liver's in just as poor a condition, but at least the fans are getting a better show.
Nice.
Okay, we got our phone lines back.
Hello, Ben. I'm a big fan. I don't know if you remember me. I had a wife beater and Crocs and Hawaiian shorts. Just want to say that you have very nice feet. Very nice. I don't know if you and you'd come backstage with me and my wife and, you know, have a little fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm more than willing to come and have an orgy with you and your wife. So long as you wear the Hawaiian shorts.
Yeah. No.
All right, that was a weird call. Okay, let's take a few more callers because we really have a gazillion people on hold right now. Let's take 818-770. Are you there? There's been a lot of 818, are you there? No, 818 is not there. Let's take Simone in Virginia. Simone, are you there?
Oh, fuck. Hello?
Yes, Simone, what's your question?
Hey, I don't really have a question. It's, all right, I used to be, like, really big on Asking Alexandria. But
you used to
younger,
be?
Yeah, then, like, younger groups of people that are in my state, like, just listen to you guys. So I think you should do, like, harder stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not
so
trying
because,
to be like...
Because younger people listen to us, you therefore feel the need to stop listening to us.
Well, not
that's crazy.
Saying that. Not saying that I don't, like, oh, no. Not like, I'm not, like, hating on you guys.
You have,
like, I'm not, like...
How old are you?
Yeah, hold on. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 17.
Okay.
You're young as fuck!
Yeah.
Simone, you gotta go. You gotta go. We have someone from New York on the line. Hello.
Hey, cousins. This is Cousin Brucey with you. I just want to say, you and me, Ben, have the same last name. You're Bruce and I'm Brucey. I don't know if you...
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, yeah,
so
I don't know if you know...
You have a slightly above-average penis, too, then.
I also want to say that you're from England and I hate Irish people, so we're the same, too. Hey, CBS FM.
Yeah. Are you a terrible guitarist as well?
Oh, he hung up. Cousin Brucey. It's not having it. Let's see. We have Bernadette in Pennsylvania. We're going to take three more calls, and then we're going to let you go. Bernadette.
Hi.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hello.
I just wanted to ask Ben what his least favorite place to play was, because I read in a magazine that he said it was the Pittsburgh date on Thrash and Burn, and I was at that date. And I just wanted to see if it was still that.
You know what? Probably. Now I think it was my least favorite show anyway, not place, but it was probably the Seattle show, where we had a very memorable concert. Our front man was completely inebriated and he couldn't even stand on stage. So that was a bad time. But, yeah. You know, I don't have the least favorite place.
What's going on with Danny? Is he still drinking or...
You know, not really. He's calmed down a lot. I mean, he does drink every now and again, but like last night we went out and I got destroyed. He had a few drinks and then stopped halfway through the night and just kind of drinking water. So I'm proud of him. He's doing well.
Cool. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you is I noticed your hair is, you know, it's pretty out there. It's a little out of control. I'm having problems with my hair being out of control, too. How do you keep that mane under control? I'm asking for some fire tips.
I don't really, and people seem to like it. I used to straighten it a lot, like make it really straight, and then just what I thought, what the hell is the point, man? I go on stage, it gets all messed up again, and so I kind of just leave it to do its own thing now.
And you're getting the girls anyway, so, you know, why do you need to...
Exactly. Hey, you know, the king of the jungle is the lion for a reason. It's that mane.
Well, for all the women listening out there, what type of woman do you prefer? What's your ideal female? Yeah.
My ideal female? I don't know. I don't know if I have one. This is going to sound horrible, but I hate dumb, ditzy idiots that don't know anything, you know, and they're just overly excited and don't really have a thought about music or anything that they want to do with their lives. It's nice to be able to sit down and actually have a conversation with someone, you know.
Right, like we're having right now.
Exactly. That's why I think I have a slight crush on you.
Well, there you have it. I mean, I'm used to it. It's okay. I'm very conversive. Tell me this. Let's take one last caller. We have Conversive? Yeah. Mia in Maryland.
Hello.
Hello, Mia.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? I just had a question. About 2 months ago, I saw on the Mayhem Fest tour dates, Washington, D.C. was on there, and now I don't see it, and I'm really, really upset. And I was at your last show in Baltimore, and I loved it. I had a great season.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware that Mayhem had taken it off. I don't know if it's still going on there or not. Hopefully it is, and it's just a glitch on the website.
Okay, another thing is I'm going to say that I love you so much. Asking Alexandra means the absolute world to me. And I would do anything for you guys. I love you so much.
Anything? If Ben asked you right now to kill your parents, would you do it?
I would do it.
What?
No.
You shouldn't say that. Your parents are lovely. You know your parents.
She's just kidding. She's just kidding.
But you know, like, you understand what I'm saying.
What if you need to borrow $700 right away?
Well.
Oh, I didn't
know. You are. What if there was, an abortion needed?
Oh, no. Aww. All right, Mia. I'm sorry, Mia. Don't listen to him. All right, we have so many other callers, but we're going to have to let Ben go. Ben, thank you so much for being a good sport and hanging out with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me, man. Looking forward to Mayhem.
Yeah. Everyone can check out Ben and his band, Asking Alexandria, at the Mayhem Festival this summer. And if you can't afford tickets, we're giving away a pair for each stop of the tour. So you can go to a signing that Asking Alexandria is doing, and you can scream in Ben's ear. Do you guys wear earplugs when you do signings because of all the young girls that scream when they meet you?
No, because then I won't hear all the attractive women's phone numbers being yelled at me.
Oh, there you have it. Well, Ben, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling and taking some time hanging out with us. Any final words for your fans?
I just look forward to seeing you guys on Mayhem. Keep an eye and an ear out for the new album. And, yeah, the summer's going to be awesome.
Great. All right, we're going to let you go, Ben. Thank you so much. He's off the air. Let's play some Asking Alexandria right now. It's only fair because he's in the show. Good sport. This is a little sample of what you're going to be hearing this summer on Mayhem Fest.
What's
it
called with that?
Yes.
I love the fact that all these young girls calling.
Wait, one second. Why is it so low? It's very. It's not too low.
It's good.
It sounds fine. Yeah.
The levels on the computer are good.
Yeah, I'll make it a little louder. Yeah.
I just love that all these little girls call in, but Lob's the one that's asking hair tip questions. And what you look for in a woman question.
Well, why is that a bad question? If there's all these girls calling.
Well, then let them be the ones to ask them.
They're all of them are asking.
Like,
wasn't
out of control. It was like good.
All of the questions and no screens are like, are you coming to Maryland? Why are you?
Hi, I saw you. I love you.
Yeah, it's just like they're such bad questions.
Oh, you press him on.
And I thought he was a good.
That's not a reflection on us. That's a reflection on his band.
What did he? Did he react to the stupid call they made?
Yeah, he was
he
laughing.
Did you hear him?
I didn't hear.
I know. Yeah, well,
the chat's gonna empty out
of all. Is it though? For the first hour, he said he wasn't on the air. They still called in thinking he was. So maybe they'll think he's still on the air. Get your accent ready, Dan.
Yeah, we still have callers.
Well, why don't you try doing the accent?
Okay. Hello, how are you?
You'll be the other guy from the accent.
Right? I'll be Danny.
Hello,
hey,
Danny.
It's Danny.
I'll be Danny. I'll act drunk. How about that?
Okay.
D-R-U-S-I. How'd that happen?
Men's space is loaded, but you're out. It's already winning
1-0. Oh, good. So
the first.
Oh, that's
yeah, oh, sorry.
Well, he's like 4, 5, 12.
Is he really?
Yeah. 5 to 13.
He might be my height. He has a 10-year-old.
It says here 5'9".
So
we'll
come back from the break and go,
what
is
it?
I'll
tell you.
5'6", 5'7". Well, but I mean, for a baseball an athlete. Yeah.
Someone in the chat is Rob likes ribs.
That's they know us. They're listening.
Yeah, usually the names based on you are terrible. Mm.
The live cast lost a lot that fast as the bigger.
What?
Because we didn't let him book our guests for us?
Yeah. You fucking call in.
Call in and insult the guy.
Sorry that of all the hundreds of hours of shows we've done, half an hour of it didn't please you. Fuck it.
I'm going to have to say right there. Verbal lashing for the air.
We'll give you all your money back. Bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Is Chris Benoit calling in next week?
Hello. The finger said, Rob, I love your pop kit. What a pop kit.
And that's from Sarah Silver's program, that if you just sit at home and smoke pot and eat munchies, you're just going to get pot tits. Like tits from munchies from pot.
Yeah.
We'll play another song.
It's called Spamming. Why didn't they leave?
Oh, I'm asking if people are going to be sticking around for next week and whatever.
Half of the time I ban someone, it doesn't work.
Yeah, me too.
You have to kick them.
I did. I kicked them and.
Oh, it doesn't work? Really? Yeah, but I
but it worked a few times.
No, you have to click their name. You can't just right click. You have to left click and then right click. So you
left
select,
kick and then right click?
Yeah, you select their name with the left click and then you right click. You can't just right click because that doesn't select them.
Very counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Dump it out. How'd that get along? Duda knocked in. Duda, RBI single. So that's good. What's the
matchup tomorrow?
After our
vote,
I think?
I don't know.
I think it's close. Tuesday is what, against the Rays? Or
no, Tuesday is the Nationals.
Okay.
And then the Yankees and then the Rays, which I'm going to.
The Rays.
Driving there.
Oh my God. How long of a drive is that? Are you stopping somewhere on the way?
We picked a couple of sites around the middle of town to do things.
No.
What day is the game?
August 14th.
Are you going for the whole series? Well, maybe at the Mongolia, you'll be back there. That's
insane.
Jennings, I think, definitely will be. Longoria, I'm not sure. That's
1:40. Yeah.
It's sort of like 6:30. I don't know. It's weird.
How far is that for a wrestling
question? What I thought is we should do a live cast every week, and then every week have another podcast that would be different each week. In other words, sit and
a theme podcast?
Secondary podcast?
Yeah. So when would that be
recorded? Yeah.
Well, we'll do it right before, but only one of them per month. But each one would only be once a month.
And so we'll rotate say four that. Themes.
Yeah,
every month. Oh.
Or maybe three. We have to do it every single week. Whatever. Yeah, but we can't get here earlier because we know it. We could say later. So, I want to do a wrestling one with Rob. I want to do a sports one with you. And you can do one which is around about music.
It's hard enough getting Sean here for the regular podcast, let alone a bonus.
But that's exactly.
My thought of that was before Sean stopped coming.
Yeah. So we might have to rejigger.
I thought it was hard.
Here we go.
Jigger
what?
Jigger who? Not anymore. I'm dating a fine guy and his sister.
Oh wow, Darren!
Oh my God, Darren is an love.
She is like a black.
Have you dropped the love bomb on her?
What?
Have you said you loved her?
To who?
To your Guyanese sister.
That's an awkward thing.
that's a definite no.
I don't express myself well.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You express yourself really well on the air. I want to do it on the air right now.
Emotional.
Want to say it right now?
No.
So you're...
What if you did it in character? Like as Cousin Brucey, you told her you loved her.
No.
Oh, that's what I'm trying. I don't know if the Irish he could say he loves someone. I don't think he's capable.
I don't know, can
he, Darren? So you piece of shit. I love you. I feel feelings for you. You're no good.
No good. Piece of shit. Guyanese, tree monkey, coconut throwing, motherfucker. I gotta respect you.
Okay, so far we've got respect.
But she still listens, Darren. Yes, she listens every day. Oh, here's a good one. She's a Guyanese, better than nothing.
You dropped the bomb on me? Because Darren's dropping the bomb.
This is why I need to do that.
Yeah.
I just love this song. I just needed a
song is this?
The Gap Band.
Oh, why do you know this?
This was playing in a club, like, before fucking, like, Meshuggah or something. It was, like, an ironic thing, but it was so good that I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you're the name of the club, the White Swallow?
It was actually at Webster Hall. It wasn't Meshuggah.
Oh,
it was
that's right, yeah.
No, it was the Blue Oyster Bar from Police Academy. It's a gay biker bar.
Yeah.
So, Darren, have you ever told a girl you loved her?
Yeah, in the past. I've had a serious, you know.
Yes,
you nailed it, Mom. I'm sorry.
I mean, Darren, I know you as a guy who's a sleep talker. Like, you can.
But I don't lie.
Well, but that's what I don't give a shit about.
So you say nice things when you don't care?
It just takes time to, you know, really.
But you won't ever tell a girl.
We're not mushy together like that. She's like a guy.
You got love.
Yeah. I got nothing below. No, she's, you know, we're just, I don't know, it's cool.
How often do you guys hang out?
What is this about now?
You've got the hickey.
Darren, I see you once a week. I really want to know about your personal life. And it has to be from the struggle. That's the only time I think.
You don't invite me anywhere.
I don't go anywhere.
You go with Rob places all the fucking time. Monaco. Yeah, Bruno. Take Bruno for a walk. All
right.
Take Darren for a walk. Yeah.
I'll bring
my phone. Put my leash on. In fact, I need to pee right now. Take me for a walk. No, if Rob doesn't have to talk about his Vicky, I don't have to talk about it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I will respect that. But my hickey is gone, right? It's not. There's no hickey.
You're on the wrong side. Did you
get a call?
I don't see it.
Did you get a call and go over it?
I let it naturally heal.
Just so we're clear, after the show last week, when me and Rob, I gave Rob a ride home, and he gave me details, but they were all so boring that I forgot all of them. I don't understand why you couldn't tell us on the air.
I don't want to talk about it. If it's so, that's exactly why.
Yeah, you could have just told us that it wouldn't have been such a good deal.
But then it was much funnier than that. I was thinking of the show.
You wouldn't tell me the girl's name.
Why do you need to know her name?
Why not?
I think it's so funny.
Yes! Oh my God, you got so agitated. I actually wanted to bring this up. Sid is such a yenta. He has to know everything. Sid and I used to be roommates.
Oh yeah, we talked about this on the
air. Yeah, like, you know, we'd be watching a movie or whatever. There'd be any sound that happened outside, he would pause the movie. He's like, I need to see what's going on. And I'm like, can we finish watching this? He's like, shut up. This one woman is yelling at this guy who has this other woman, and they're all drunk.
When you're looking out the window, do you, like, hide behind the shade, or do you open up the shade?
Oh, no,
kids are hider. I don't open up the window and stick my head out. I look through, like, the screen.
Oh, through the screen. Well, I guess the screen is kind of, like, hide you. The room is dark.
My
do you
turn the
lights off in the night?
When I go to sleep?
No, when you're looking out the window,
listening to people. It's easier to see with the lights off. If the lights are on, it's hard to see out the window.
Yeah, because you get a reflection of the room in there.
But I saw some plenty interesting things going on.
What are some things?
That weird Asian dude freaking out and beating the shit out of a car that a girl was in. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
There at one time, a Mexican livery cab driver like got out of the car middle of the day. It was like 2 p.m. or something. Got out of his car and just peed on the sidewalk. Oh, double parked? No.
Was it Cousin Brucey?
It might have been. Yeah, there was wacky stuff. Once in a while, you'd see the little Asian ladies with that steal your recycling, and I'd always, like, bang on the window and they'd go. It's fun. See what's going on in the neighborhood. I can't wear much
around. When I was living in Midwood, which is very neighborhood, and the kids are just so stupid because they're all pretty much I used, like, the apartment that we were living in my parents' bedroom was facing the street. So I would open up the window.
I would say that Ruffle had sex or something.
Did you say anus looking causes sepsis?
I don't think I knew that.
Gaitan Dugas.
So I would just yell those things, and a lot of them would get so scared. Like, they would just scream and, like, look around, and then they would just run across the street.
Mm-hmm. I grew up, like, the kids that lived across the street from where my window faced, in the building I grew up in, same neighborhood, were all also Orthodox Jews. And I would yell. If I ever had, like, female classmates over, I'd open the window and be like, hey, everybody, look, and fake make out. Like, this is like an elementary school. And they would all, like, lose their shit and scatter.
It was Lonnie. That was true.
No, I did not love Lonnie at that point.
So is this, like, is this a known thing that you just, like, yell out the window and nasty things at religious people? I'm the only one who never did this.
Nobody did that.
I don't say they don't.
I've never done that.
What floor did you live on?
Fourth.
I didn't have cable.
Yeah, sure. I didn't have it until I was like 10.
Yeah, I didn't have it until I was 13. There was no cable in my neighborhood.
Neither. I was much older than 13.
I would actually go out to the playground and play sports.
Right on the beach.
Yeah, and I would my entire summer I would spend pretty much the whole summer on the beach from morning till sunset.
I used to spend all summer playing Top Gear 2, and then like by the end of the summer I'd have an indent on my phone from the button when Donkey Kong came out.
I was saying, and cable came and Rob never played sports.
Beyond, not only cable, I feel like cable. I think I actually got the internet before cable. I got AOL. AOL was my first internet provider, and having a computer totally brought me inside. Like I was just not gonna go to the park when I could just hang out online. And I vividly remember going over to a friend's house, and like I think about this now, and I'm like, wow, that's so lame. Why did I even go to this house? I spent the whole time on his computer online, chatting with other people. Well, he was like, hey, are we going to play these video games or are you just going to chat online? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
If not for the internet, Rob would have been in the NBA then.
Yeah. No, I was always a really shitty basketball player. All the other kids were of minority descent, whether it's Latino or African American.
Or Iranian.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, like.
More credible minorities.
Yeah, in the basketball field. And they'd be like, yo, man, if I had your height, I'd be dunking. You suck. They'd be bullying me for sucking. And I'd just be like, well, if I had your talent, I would be dunking too. That's the difference here. Like, I have height. That is my advantage.
Good comeback.
You have talent. So shut the fuck up. Why say that part?
Every team needs a Greco Stratagus. You were bullied by Thor.
No, I was. Who was the center on the Bulls? Bill.
Bill Wennington.
Bill Wennington. I feel like that's the guy.
Bill Cartwright. Will Perdue.
No, Will Perdue. Yeah. But he was pretty good though. Then I'll take Will Perdue. Yeah. I was always the Will Perdue of the team.
Okay. So did you remember tall white guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I was great at rebounds. So there was that. I had that. Dennis Rodman was my favorite basketball player because of our rebounds connection.
Oh, that's right. What is that? A real gay?
Dennis Rodman isn't even gay. What is that?
What,
even?
He tried?
He's been. He's been like marriages to like Carmelo. Oh, I didn't know that.
Very open about it.
Okay. Busted for what? He's not my favorite basketball player because of his personal life.
Yeah, boy, it's the hair tip.
Because of the hair.
Yeah. Well, he did have that. I would love to get Dennis Rodman on the line to talk about the hair.
We have some terrific comments there. Rob jerked off while watching Space Jam. Rob could have been the next Brian Scalabrine. Rob is cheap Jew Russia. Can John Paxson get a reference? Damn. Probably the meatloaf of the live cast? I don't get that. Right. Oh, I see Schenkelstein says Noah spends a lot of time at the rim as well.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Oh, Rob likes ribs. Wants me to spread him. He said one of those.
Rob likes ribs might be my favorite username. It's not me. Yep, the next one.
That was Poop Smells Like Cotton Candy.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. Well, actually, I really like Sunflower Seed Destroyer. Yeah, that's a good mashup of live cat memes.
How about this one? VRB, I'm coming on my BBQ.
Good stuff. We still have a ton of callers. Who are these people? 502. Oh, hold on, I have to refresh.
Are they calling for Ben?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Ben and Danny are still here.
Oh, 908? Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. We're having a delay.
Hold on, 908.
All right, 908. Are you there?
It hung up. It was shrinking.
908, no? 817. Are you there? 817. 817. All right, by the way, our number is 646-929-1357. If you want to call in and not talk to Ben from Asking Alexandria, what else is going on in the world of the live cast? What's going on in America? What's with all these people eating other people's faces this week? That's a little crazy. I don't know. Wasn't there that...
There was one that ate a face, and then there was one that ate, like, the brain.
And there was one that took their guts open.
Yeah, but I don't think he ate it.
I remember, yeah, the guy that ate the brain, Sid was like, Rob, I'm at work. I can't look at this photo. Here, tell me if this is really bad.
Yeah, he's like, crying to see me.
And I'm like, okay. I don't know what I was expecting.
But I did end up looking at it. Like, I didn't want to. I thought it would be too gross. But then I gave my wife the link, and she's like, oh, I'll totally look at that. And I'm like, well, if the lady's going to look at it, then I sort of have to know, right? And I didn't instantly. I was like,
what was it?
Yeah. Dude, whose face was eating? I used to, like, see one eyeball through the blood.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just, and apparently this guy's in New York. He graduated from Stuyvesant.
Oh, yeah!
Wait,
yeah.
I was going to say an eater? Or
no, the ED.
It's just.
You think that I was? I don't know. I've always wondered if that was like an affectation, like, you know, seeing that around you, or you really.
I like being scared. Like,
yeah, nobody used to watch that autopsy show. What was it?
Autopsy.
Yeah, that one. Like, you would.
I feel like
12. And I feel like you, like, when it would be on and we're channel flipping, you would get, like, wet. You'd be like, no, don't change the channel. We have to watch autopsy.
Hey,
where's
the massage?
I think we're way past that.
But
yeah.
Not to be brought up.
Yeah.
I rekindle any flames up there.
I think she'd squirt them right out.
Phil, they do that.
Robin.
No, it'd be way too awkward to have sex with them at this point.
Yeah. It's just impossible.
Well,
it's like, probably
way to get out
in front
of the room.
Well, thanks, Noah.
I love Bruno.
Oh, so I'm a little baby.
So if we were like in Fast and the Andes, not which of the live guests would be?
Well, this has been discussed. Remember when she did that blog interview like 3 years ago?
No.
And that was the question. I think she said me. Because I'm the most plump.
But that was 3 years ago, so
fair
maybe
enough.
Changed. I don't remember that at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Rainy Blonde? You did an interview?
Yeah.
Remember the blogger shots?
I don't believe that.
I just want first crack at the rib. That's
Gary.
It. I want first crack at the rib.
Now that I know 4 years later that you did not read an interview that someone did with me.
He did. He just doesn't remember. Yeah. We talked about it on the show. So.
I have popcorn.
Morbid Toaster asked, which live cast would you eat out?
Well, then what's the choice?
Only
one of
us
has a vagina.
Sean.
Eat out means vagina.
Yeah.
Sean.
I wouldn't eat a man's ass, even though she was sister me. If you force me to choose, I'd choose man.
What if we also factored in Monica and Jenny and whatever girls we have on the show? That's probably it, right?
What does that mean? Who's the most attractive?
No,
I'm not
just
whose
pussy do you think would be the most appetizing to eat out?
Oh, no. I didn't know it's like Darren.
Oh, thanks, Darren.
I'd say no probably is good enough.
I think I
did. And she's very fastidious about this. But I don't know Monica to say that she's not. She's thinner. I think sometimes in the vegan
I feel like Monica would take care of her vaginal parts.
Right, but Noah eats meat, so that's good. People that, I don't know.
She's vegetarian, Monica?
No.
Somehow I have the impression that she's vegetarian. Oh, that's good.
Her personality?
I feel like vegetarian, it makes like weird, like the... I don't know what I'm trying
different
to say.
Different body aromas?
Yeah. I think it's pretty good. Yeah. It gives off a weird,
bad breath. I think because
being a vegetarian, they probably have a lot of diarrhea, so maybe a little bit of extra.
Remnant?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
No.
Flash
I mean, your stool is really soft, so there's no, like...
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, because they don't, it's not healthy.
You can still get, why not? You can still get protein from, like, tofu and just eating, like, you know, putting like some powdered protein in
not,
your food.
I don't know. It's just not, it doesn't seem healthy.
I think it's totally sustainable. There's reasons.
It's sustainable as in you can live doing it.
Why do you think it's not healthy? Like, what?
I think our bodies need not just protein. They need meat. They need the actual meat to chomp on the flesh.
I feel like vegetarians are more inclined to have a healthier diet than someone who doesn't eat.
No, I understand. You can also be unhealthy and eat meat, too. I mean, if you eat a healthy diet that includes meat, you will be healthier than someone who eats meat.
Oh, of course.
Not
you have all that protein, you know, muscular and...
Route. I mean, I'm not about to be a vegetarian anytime soon, but I don't know. I feel like if you could totally maintain it.
Yes, I do. I think you can live. I think you can live and be a vegetarian. You can do it to avoid death, but it's not healthy for you. You won't be a healthy person. And that's my thing.
Well, I feel it's really taking out a large food group, though, because... Then I feel you would overcompensate with,
awesome.
Like, carbs, a lot more carbs and starches, and that's why it would be unhealthy. But if you're just conscious of it, if you're conscious of that.
Well, have you ever seen a vegan that looks healthy?
Sure. Like a vegetarian.
you know who's... No,
Delphine?
No, I think well, Frank looks pretty healthy. He's a vegetarian.
He's not a vegan.
Vegan? Yeah, I don't know. That.
And Frank eats like chicken. So.
No, he doesn't.
He hasn't eaten cheese like 5 years.
Yeah.
What? No, he was eating chicken when I met him.
Yeah, but that was more than 5 years ago. Yeah, he's definitely been a vegetarian for. He's been a vegetarian for four years.
But it was red meat.
Initially, but not like. A few years ago, he totally went.
Sorry. Maybe he's
also, like, I feel like all between the Barrett and me are vegetarian, except for Blake.
There you go.
They look pretty healthy. They look healthy.
Ex from Alexandria?
I don't know.
They're very thin.
Balloon Boy says Frank ate Rob's dime nips off. First of all, my nipples are not that
Daryl.
Do
there's a guy in the chat dime nips. What coin would you say your nips are? Your areola.
I feel like, Sagittarius. I have
a roll of pennies.
I have pretty pronounced nipples, so
I would
say.
For a man,
that's
the pronounced nipples?
Not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you that right now, Ross. Sid, I don't know what kind of nipples you have. I would suggest you a very tiny nipple.
They're not. They're flesh colored, so they don't really stand out. I don't know if they're tiny or not. I mean,
just gonna say,
I have mansions.
Like,
yeah, they're peach, but they're not like pointy, like, you know, eraser head or anything like that. They're very unassuming.
I would say it would be Rob, me, Sid, and then Sean descending over the hair.
I could see that.
Yeah, Sean,
I think.
Yeah, I've seen him. He lifts his shirt up all the damn time. In the chat, like, Sean is dead. Sean who?
No, Sean, I think he said he'll be back next week, right?
Yeah, this week is the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of MTV, we're nominated for an online music award. It'd be great if everyone in the chat right now could just take a few minutes.
It's a little bit of a... You have to
do either Facebook or Twitter Connect. If you do Facebook Connect, they won't like spam you or anything. It's just so when you vote, it posts something on your wall. But if you don't write anything into the text field when you vote, it won't post on your wall.
Oh, no, way to go. A ton of people just came in. Good job.
Right.
No, but I
think
it's worth it.
All the jokes we make about MTV, I think it'd be really cool to win an online music award. To say that Mel and Justin are the winners, and you could vote multiple times. So just click away a few times, you know.
Yeah.
help us out. It'll be great.
Cool for long.
Yeah.
We need new mic stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a huge purse when you win. There's no winner's purse.
Weed and ribs.
Oh, please vote for us, please. I need the ribs.
Is that Rocky restaurant?
Weed and ribs.
Yeah. No, it's ribs.
Oh my God. Ribs and weed.
Yeah.
With shrimp. I want the weed. I mean, you'd have to smoke the weed first to then eat as many ribs as possible. I feel like once when I smoke weed, the signal that sends the message to my brain that my stomach is full, it flickers off.
Oh my God,
really?
Me too.
I could just eat forever. If I don't stop, I could really eat forever. If I take a 5-minute break, I'm like, oh wow.
So why don't you stop?
Because I want to keep eating.
It enhances the flavor of the food.
Well, I've realized that I have a mild or a serious addiction to eating.
Me too.
I just enjoy ingesting food.
I don't think it's serious. It's pretty fun. See, you're laughing right now.
That's true.
You know, jingling while you're laughing. Everything's fun.
Food makes me happy.
Yeah.
And it's great. I'm okay with that.
You know what is amazing? No, yawning as you play that. So it, her
mouth,
lipstick
that bird,
it was
amazing. Two, three. I think it's blocked by the microphone.
Okay, do it again.
Okay. No one else can see me. That's all right. Do it later after the show. The binger just said Rob has visitor mips.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that.
No, yeah, I don't really, I don't have tips, really.
Yeah,
my tits have subsided.
Oh, a lot have they subsided.
What happens with guys who have man boobs?
It depends how big they are. And it's just a little man, because I've lost that much weight and I have man tits.
Does it go back to?
I feel sometimes it'll the nipple will poke out because all the fat is in there. So it'll be.
But the skin was stretched a little bit. It wasn't that drastic. The guys that have D cups,
Yeah.
You're going to have hangy skin. You see, sometimes on Instagram, I see pictures of guys that are they're real thin now, but their fucking tits are still dangling. Or the big loser, too. You see them lose all that weight, a lot of times, fucking shit is nasty. But they're wrinkly, nasty skin.
You have to get it.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Good shit.
I don't know.
Good. He doesn't have boobs. He has rubes. Rob likes rubes. Says Rob, I would pay any amount for a picture of you shirtless.
Oh, God.
You can just go in the 70,000 tons of metal photo gallery.
This guy is your asking Alexander.
Yeah, that's right. Do you remember me? We met that one time.
I kept talking about your nipples.
More than before? I mean, I remember it used to.
Way more than before. All the time. It kind of annoys me because I'm really strong enough to be around anyone else
in my friends. Is it that or is it because you think you should be in the
No, I don't want to. I don't want to talk to anyone.
She wants them to recognize her and then reject them.
Yeah, so she can complain about it afterwards. Fuck.
I've been trying to be as nice as possible for everyone. But sometimes
I don't
when
know,
I'm...
No, but I just don't know how you handle it. I would freak out.
It's kind of hard when I'm stoned, too. But I try to end the conversation as quickly as possible just because I'm really stoned and I don't want to say something stupid. I'm like, cool, all right, well, I got to go.
You know what you should do from now on?
What should I do?
And I think the kids would enjoy this. For every video, interview you post of yourself, at the end, when you do your sign off or whatever, this is Rob from Metal Injection signing off. Just this is Rob from Metal Injection signing off. And if you see me at a show, leave me the fuck alone.
No.
And the kids will be like, oh, that's the thing. So cool. We'll totally leave them the fuck alone now.
Okay.
And they won't be offended by it.
I only listen to
the Don't click on any ads or anything. Just listen to the live stuff.
That's fine. Just vote for us in the online music awards. That's all I ask. All right, we're going to get out of here. This is the first week of a 4-week special that we are calling Mayhem Month. We will be back next week with another special guest from a band playing Mayhem Fest.
he's on the show next week?
Catan Dugas is not on the show this week.
That's for Sepsis Month.
We're trying to get Anthrax. Some people are asking if Anthrax is going to be that cool. next week we're going to get a member of Whitechapel who's going to be calling in.
That's what it's all about, color.
I know, I'm very nervous. And maybe another special guest will be coming into the studio. That's not Sean. I said special. Not in the, like, you know, disabled way.
Not like a breed.
Yeah, for
that. Right. So we're going to get out of here. It's been another great episode. I had a really fun time this week. I think it's Kishama.
Oh.
I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Ben from Asking Alexandria.
It was fun.
He was a great sport. And, of course, they're going to be playing Mayhem Fest. And if you can't afford tickets for Mayhem Fest, sign up for our giveaway. We're giving away a pair of tickets to each stop of the tour. You just have to leave a comment on one of our posts with one sentence letting us know why you think you should win. And the most clever response will win the tickets. But one pair for each stop. It was really awesome.
We
have like over 1,000 responses.
Someone sent an audio response. It is.
That would not win you the tickets. I would have to say.
We got one more. I don't know what that has to do with Mayhem.
Yeah.
I just don't understand who's found in a bathtub with porn.
Yeah.
Isn't that the weird thing?
Yeah.
He was fully dressed in a suit.
And then
there's a
problem. Oh.
So, man.
Yep. Yeah. And listen to us next week.
I have a question. Do the two things that you and Mayhem have to work on?
Ribs. There will be ribs in the package with the tickets.
No.
They might kind of ruin the tickets, though.
This could be binding. So. They call it wet mat. Tickets are printed on a wet mat.
Alright, let's get out of here. Do we have something to end it off on, Darren?
Yankee sack? In honor of our guests across the pond.
Sunflower Seed Destroyer has a very good opportunity. Robinson Mills is absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's get out of here.
Right.
There we go.
What the fuck did I know? I was going to give you this fucking thing.
No, I gave it right back to you.
I know, I was going to give it
funny.
To you.
Oh.
That was so funny, though.
Can we record that thing real quick? It's only 9:05.
Did you see Bill Maher's message from Ed Fam?
Yeah.
It was a video he posted.
You want to play some like sound effects over it? That's the guy who lives in Beirut, who won the contest. He lives in like that's an arsenal. I lost the poster. I have to bring another one.
You didn't do that either.
I will set a calendar.
Why remind? I said I will do. I go to the post office. No, but
he
still has to
bring
the poster.
And
okay,
then you can't get a new mail.
Yeah. Let me mail everything. I have no problem doing it.
No, I already. We're getting an intern, and he's going to do it. It's going to be done.
Who's getting it?
We're getting an intern from Ellinger.
Oh, that's just going to come to Frank's house and hang out.
You better comply with labor laws.
Like fucking Cramerica. Are you getting a ride home, Rob?
Yes, please.
Wait,
I'm recording
record
this.
Does Rob need to be here for
I'll just
something?
Fade down the thing.
Yeah, Rob has a
phone. Okay, yeah.
Oh, you're in it, too.
Oh.
It's short. Very short. I don't know how to connect any to connect.
That's
something.